This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Access all areas. I am back, having been away for 3 weeks. I've been in the Philippines, and that voice you hear is not Lizzie Cundy. Once again, she cannot make it to the show, but to be fair, with fairly good reason, she is at Buckingham Palace.
I mean, she is at the palace. You can't really go wrong there. You know what I mean?
So this is the very gorgeous Ellie Phillips.
Woo-woo, I'm back in.
You're back in. You obviously did such a good job last time.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It was so much fun. I couldn't wait to be back. Yeah. Oh, and I'm back.
Oh, now the microphone is fixed too. Perfect.
We're doing well.
Thanks so much for coming back.
Of course.
Great to have you.
Anytime.
We have a stellar lineup this evening, don't we?
We do. We've got a packed full of guests this week. We've got Tom McDonald and we've got Harry Lee from Towie. So if you're a Towie fan, you definitely want to stay the tune for that because they're the new boys on the block.
Right.
So we've got to grill them about what they've been getting up to and what's going on there. We've also got Michael Rice, Eurovision. You must be loving this
I am very excited to speak to Michael Rice. I've got many questions.
Yes. Did you watch Eurovision?
I wasn't in the country, but I have actually watched it since because that is the kind of Eurovision geek I am.
Commitment.
And I watched the voting live at 6:30 in the morning.
Of course you did.
In Manila.
Because that's what you do when you're in Manila. Priorities.
My final morning. I was like, I'm up. I'm going to watch the results. So we'll speak to Michael Rice at 6:30. And then
we're going to have Mr. Guild, Guy Bella. I'm hoping I've said his name right, but I'm not sure. Who is a celebrity stylist, which is great news. We'll find out all the tips and tricks.
Yeah, I need some, because at the minute I'm just wearing a Michelle Obama t-shirt with a...
I feel like you've brought some of the holiday back with you, if I'm honest.
This actually was quite a successful shirt for me in the Philippines, and every time I wore it, I managed to pull.
Oh, hey! So you've just like not taken it off since.
So it's
it kind of smelly.
Yeah.
We don't get too close.
You've just got to go with what your fans want.
Exactly.
Don't you?
Give them what you want. Precisely.
So it's been a busy week of showbiz news as ever. And seeing as we've got Michael Rice on, I figure we should probably kick off with Madonna at Eurovision.
I mean...
So it was... She went on, performed in the halftime, which is quite a big deal. She's obviously a big name to get. And she performed Like a Prayer and her new track Future. What do people make of it, Ellie?
I mean, I think there was a mixed reaction, erring on the side of not so great.
Yes.
But I mean, it's Madonna. She's going to make a statement wherever she goes. Aside from like the performance and the vocals and the sound, making statements with like Palestinian flags and all that. I mean, it's Madonna. Do you know
she's
what I mean?
She's gonna do it.
It's like, oh, it was not agreed. Of course it wasn't agreed. It's Madonna. She's gonna do what she wants.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's been her vibe her whole career, right?
Exactly. So, precisely. What did you make of her performance?
Well, it was definitely not up there with her best.
Right.
But having it's Madonna, it's a bit like a car crash. You can't necessarily look away. I love her and I will continue to always listen to her new music. I know most people like her old stuff, and I completely understand that. But I do always like to listen to what she puts out.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see where this era will take us, the Madame X era.
I mean, the visuals are fantastic for it.
You into an eye patch?
I'd love an eye patch. I mean, yes.
I mean, it's a bit annoying if you're trying to cross the road, though.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Or in the club.
In the club. But no, she works it. I think, in my mind, whatever she wears, even if it's ridiculously outrageous, it's just amazing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Madonna. She's going to do it. She's going to just pull it out of the bag and... She's memorable.
And it's definitely that. And she looks amazing. She's 60 years old. She looks amazing.
She looks good.
I do get a bit annoyed when people are like, she needs to just stop. She's too old for this. Blah, blah, blah.
Nah.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that. Keep going.
Yeah. I mean, look at Cher. 72.
Exactly.
Still going.
She's a legend.
I mean, that ABBA covers album she did was her most successful album of the last, like, 30 years.
Exactly. You never know what they're going to pull
out. Like, in the
general
world.
Yeah. Specifically her as an artist.
Yeah. You know, I think I applaud Madonna for what she tries to do. Maybe it was a little bit of a misstep at Eurovision.
Yeah. But a good show overall?
Of Eurovision or Madonna. Yeah, I would say so. It was a high quality of songs this year.
Fantastic.
I want to hear what Michael has to say about
definitely.
It later. What else has been going on?
So we can't really not mention Kim K's new baby.
Oh, yes.
So she's called the baby Psalm. If I've said that right. I think I've said that right. I'm not a religious person.
Psalm.
I mean, what do you shorten it to? Yeah, exactly. What's your nickname?
Alm?
Wiz? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe you just... Oh, Psalm. Just Psalm.
I mean, no one could have predicted it. No one. I'm sorry. She can go as rogue as you want. She's got all these, you know, crazy baby names. Psalm.
People used to think Apple was crazy.
I know. Apple's like normal now.
Apple's the
most
normal.
Do you know what I mean? But Psalm.
Producer's saying you don't pronounce the P. So
oh, I don't.
Just
so
Psalm.
It's Psalm. So then it would be...
Psalm Kardashian.
Psalm.
No, Psalm West.
Psalm West. Psalm Kardashian West?
No, I mean, whatever it is. It's
whatever it is.
Absolute nightmare on the school playground.
Exactly.
Ripe for being bullied, poor Psalm.
100%. So that's happened this week. Of course, Cannes is still going on.
Jeez.
It feels like it's been on forever.
I mean, a bit out of the loop with Cannes. So has it just been lots of outfits?
So it's been fantastic in terms of like the visual element of all these incredible dresses and gowns and people doing it. But I think this year, all the celebrities and people appearing seem to have taken a big nod from the Met Gala. Everything seems a little bit more out there, and there are big entrances this time. Like, I feel like entrances are a thing now, whereas before it was like, oh, we do
red carpet,
we'll pose. But this is like, nah, I'm working it, I'm throwing my dress around, like, watch me. So, yeah, it's more exciting in that sense. I think probably not that much has happened. Obviously, there have been incredible premieres, but the most notable thing I probably would be one of the Beckhams, who's dating a model. They made their debut on a red carpet. And it was an unusual one. It was an unusual. If anyone can remember when Will Smith did the whole Jada Pinkett kind of presentation on a carpet, and it's like, it's every meme out there. It's like, yes, look at my wife, she's amazing. He kind of tried to do that, problem was she didn't really realise he was doing it, so she just looked really like annoyed and awkward and was like waiting to pose, and he was trying to do these really cute poses in the background. Didn't really pull it off to a certain extent.
Poor Brooklyn Beckham. I mean, and I don't really often say that because there's not much to feel sorry for Brooklyn Beckham about. But in this instance, perhaps I do.
So that was interesting. It was cool to see them step out together, which was sweet. And as well as that, we've got to talk Spice Girls tour.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
starts tomorrow.
Gosh. Yeah, tomorrow. Very exciting. Cherry Halliwell's always jetted over there on her private jet with her kids. You know, obviously.
Very eco-friendly, Cherry.
Very eco-friendly. She's back ginger. She's rocking
it. She is, isn't she?
Yes.
I noticed that there's a lot of collaborations on this thing, and that was a collaboration with L'Oreal.
Yes.
Her management, the Spice Girls management, are working very hard to make as much money as they can from this tour, aren't they?
They are definitely raking it in this tour. I mean, I'm not sure what else they're going to pull out, but I'm certain there'll be a lot more collaborations and product placements as we go along this
100%.
Tour. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Will you be going to see them?
I am going to
see
Wembley? Them. Yes.
When is that?
Like
next week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, like I'm going on Saturday night. Make their night a bit. Are you seeing them?
No.
Are you Spice Girls fan?
I am, but I'm not that bothered.
Oh, okay.
I know that's probably quite a controversial thing to say, but I'm just a bit... If VB was there,
right,
I'd be fully on board.
I see what you mean. It was the full pack.
Yeah. Mm. I'm a bit like, this is just a money-making scheme.
Yeah, but I can't not love them. Like, I can't.
I think it'll be a brilliant show, and I think they know what they're doing. If the London Olympics show is anything to go by, it'll be really, really
exactly.
fun. And I will be really jealous of everyone once they're there.
Yeah.
But I was not going to buy a ticket. So, and if there's any PRs out there that want to send me one, then I'll happily go.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not buying any. That's exactly. my point.
I can't wait for it. I can't wait. I'm in my heart of hearts, VB will at some point come out on stage.
Nah.
It's happening.
No.
I feel like
why
it might.
Would she?
Why not?
Why,
get
why
a million
not?
In the bank no, just for that.
She doesn't need it. Or maybe she
well,
does, actually.
Does she?
Maybe I take that back. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, right. Well, we have our first guests who apparently arrived. So Tom and Harry are here. So shall we play a little bit of Spice Girls?
Yes, let's
and
do
then
it.
We'll get them in the studio.
Always right.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy. Although, if you'd have brought that up any sooner, you would have heard some interesting vocals on my part.
I was trying to do some of the moves, but I'm not sure if I actually know what I'm doing.
No.
So, we have our first guest, Tom and Harry from TOWIE. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Very good, thank you.
Excited to now be new cast members?
I've got to say yes, didn't I?
Yeah, exactly.
Excited or nervous?
Obviously, it's been a little while now, so you've started to get used to things a little bit.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I was excited, but now I've sort of settled into it.
You feel like you know what you're doing now?
It's not even that you know what you're doing, because you're not like an actor or anything. It is
That's true.
Normal life, but you just learn to deal with the scenarios a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. And dealing with the cameras as well.
Yeah.
Remember the first few weeks that I filmed, my face was just going bright red.
Just embarrassed about everything.
Oh, yeah, but then you just sort of like ease into it, and you, in the end, you just forget they're there.
So,
yeah.
How did it come about in the first place? Like, do they approach you? Do you approach them?
We both got a direct message on Instagram.
From who?
It was some casting program.
Right.
So, we got a message, and then I remember at first I was a bit like, oh, I'm not really too sure. I remember saying it to my mum. My mum was like, you've got nothing to lose, and I went for the interview. And the producers was all really nice, and like, I don't know, it just seemed to suit. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It just seemed to work. So we went for a couple interviews, and then all of a sudden, we was offered a contract to go on there.
And was it quite quick that like you're on it, and then we're filming tomorrow?
No.
It was like a few month process.
Okay.
Like when we first found out about it, they said there's an Essex show, and
when was it? It was just before Christmas.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, don't really fancy it.
Well, you didn't want to go on it?
I didn't know it was that show.
Right.
So then, like, especially
okay.
was it the because like, it was us two and like, another fellow who's like, we were pals with as well, we thought, why not?
I know you say it's like not scripted and stuff, but I've got to ask, because I do watch the show. When you guys came into it, it was like, oh, here are this group of boys, here are this group of girls, we are going to get to know each other. And I was like, did you know each other beforehand? Like, how did that, what happened there?
I didn't know anybody. I know a few people from the older cast.
Right.
But I didn't actually know any of the new cast.
So is it genuine that you walked into the club and you're like, oh, we are just going to, like, what happened there? You've got to give me something.
So, obviously, we're the new boys.
Yes.
And there was obviously new girls coming on as well. Uh-huh. So, you know, we didn't just bump into each other in a club. It was just, you know, we were both new. They wanted to sort of make us sort of see each other and see if there's a spark. Yeah.
And so you have found a spark with one of the newbies as well.
He's getting red now. So
with Chloe Brockett. How's all that going?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, I can't say too much because the last episode's on Sunday. But it's been like a roller coaster. Like in general life, I'd probably, you know, we've been through a lot together, and usually I'd run away. But you know, because you're filming, you could have an argument one day, and then you're filming the next day, and I'm with her. Whereas in really, I'd probably go, no, I'm not going to see her for a few weeks. She's doing my head in a little bit. But you sort of like, it's very fast tracked, you know.
So what you're telling me is, if the cameras weren't there, you'd have sacked her off by now.
That's not true.
On your toes.
No, that's not true, but I am a bit of a runner anyway with like relationships,
right.
So I think the situation of us being on that show has helped us both.
You're going so red.
I know, I am.
No, but I can understand what you're saying, because you're not in a normal environment,
yeah.
Right? So you are being watched.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it doesn't breed the normal thing that you wouldn't
it's
how
not
you'd
even
normally
that.
Do
it's
it.
It's just that you're putting situations together that wouldn't necessarily, like, for example, say you have had an argument, you wouldn't then meet up together the next day.
Yeah. And it's not only just what's on telly, it's everything else that comes with it, you know, like the events, and you know, I could be seeing her 3-4 times a week.
Now, TOWIE boys do obviously have a bit of a reputation and they get a lot of attention online. Have you been finding that your DMs are
blowing up?
My DMs are on fire. My requests are on fire, like proper. I'm getting nudes, everything, yeah.
Really?
Crazy, yeah.
He's a little bit mad.
Keep sending them.
Amazing! That's hilarious.
I wanted to ask, refreshing.
Tom, because obviously you've had like a thing with Shelby, like,
yeah.
How's that going with you guys? Because that's an interesting one.
It is. Same again. I can't say nothing too much because the show on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But you will find out on Sunday because it puts, what's the way? You'll see how it ends up. Like, something gets resolved
did you,
either way.
Did you like? Did you watch the show beforehand?
So No, I didn't.
So you, did you
I've
know who she was?
I've not watched the show for about 4 or 5 years.
So you didn't know who she was?
I didn't have a clue who she was. So what happened is, when we went for the interview, I remember then the producer saying to me, out of who all the girls, who do you like? And I said to him, I'll be totally honest with you, I don't have a clue who any of them are because I don't watch it. But then they said to me, that's not a bad thing because you haven't got a prejudged opinion on anybody. So we had that lunch night. Obviously, at first, then we did start doing a bit of research, me and H, which ran mine, just like watching a few. She's all right.
So did you have like a checklist? Like,
no, not even a checklist, but I remember saying to him from the start, she's a bit of me.
Right.
So we had a lunch night. When was this? That was...
Is that when her boobs were falling out of her dress that time when she was drunk?
Yeah, that's why I really liked her. So the following day, like the producers, they'll ring you up, who do you like, who don't you like, etc, etc. And they said, out of all the girls, who do you fancy or who are you most attracted to? So I said, Shelby. And then the following week, I was putting a scene with her. So it's then like, if something happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Are you encouraged for it to happen?
Well, I was under pressure. Do you know what? This scene actually didn't get shown.
No.
Because every week certain scenes get cut because they have to make it
fit.
Yeah, like to make it clearer how things work. But it was in Chelmsford and they told me that the three girls there, it was Courtney, Chloe Meadows and Shelby. They was doing stuff like handing flyers out or whatever. And I had to, they basically said, right, you're going to turn up. They don't know that you're coming and you've just got to try and just drop your bars basically. And I remember being about 100 metres away from them and I could see them, but they had their back to me and I was absolutely shitting myself walking up. I was thinking, imagine this bird knocked me.
She didn't know at the time that you liked her, did she?
She didn't have a clue. Well, do you know what it is? If you're chatting to someone in general life, you get a vibe, you can see if they're on it or not. I've not really spoken to this girl at all. It's just I've said that I'm attracted to her, so boom, they've put me with her. Mm. So I'm walking down, I'm thinking, oh my God, this bird could knock me here. And I was absolutely shitting myself. But touch wood, I was all right.
Yeah. And how do you find the whole thing with Sam? Because obviously, do you find that because he's been on the... Because he's been in TOWIE longer, do you feel like he's kind of throwing his weight around a bit?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. It's just... Do you know what it is as well? Like, the thing with Demi for him didn't work out. So maybe if there's always been a pass or something, you just tend to go back to that. Don't necessarily think it's throwing your weight about. It's just, as I said, you're in these situations with these people all the time, so your feelings develop differently to what they would in normal life. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Something else. Sorry, I've got all these. I am actually a fan of the show, so I'm like, what's going on? Obviously, when you guys joined and the girls, there was a lot of criticism online straight away.
Yeah,
you know,
we got some stick.
They're all really young. You know, who
I'm
are
24.
They? Well, it was just like, how are they connected to it? Do you know what I mean?
It's
what
just because I can't grow a beard, isn't it?
Neither can I.
What was that like for you guys? Like feeling all that criticism and seeing it.
I think a TOWIE is a program where people do love to, you know, put their opinion across and, you know, love to hate. So we sort of expected that we was going to get some stick and the tweets and stuff. But I think episode after episode, it sort of eased up and people are sort of warming towards us. You still obviously get some trolls, but to be fair, it don't really bother me at all. But yeah, see, like episode after episode, like things are changing and people are warming towards us, especially because we've got like storylines on the show and
people don't like
there's
change.
An interest.
Yeah, so we was warned of that at first. There's like people don't like change. So if, for example, someone really likes someone and they've been cut, and all of a sudden you're on there,
They'll take it out on you.
You had much of that?
At first, we got a little bit of stick, but I expected that. So, but I'm quite thick-skinned. I like to think I am anyway. So I've always been like, as a kid, it was like, if it's someone who I like or I know, I value their opinion. If it's someone I don't know, like, it has no effect on my life, really, does it? Because I don't know this person. I'm not going to see them every day. Or if I was walking down the street, what they say online, they wouldn't say to your face.
Hmm.
So you have to just take it with a pinch of salt. But as he said, in time, it's gotten a lot better. And now, to be fair, I'm actually getting a lot of love after last Sunday.
So he's like, everyone's loving
I know,
me.
Everyone now thinks I'm a blinder, so I'm like, let's try and keep that one going, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know if you'll be back for the next series or do you plan it?
Well, you find that just before, but I'm pretty sure we will because we've only had one series and now we've both sort of got things happening on there, so
yeah, that would have been a bummer if you didn't like any of the girls. Or
the thing is, you know, well, like the girls there are the girls there. Do you know what I'm saying? They're not going to constantly bring on new girls.
Mm.
But luckily for us, we actually both found like girls that we had a connection with of some sort. So
yeah. And it is genuine as well. Like, it ain't just for like a storyline. Like, we actually take these girls out off camera. Do you know what I mean? Like, I went to Brighton, I went away with Chloe, and you've been going around Shelby's flat lately, haven't you?
Mate, you're not allowed to say nothing.
I mean, before she picks out.
Is that being quite hard, trying to keep stuff secret when you know?
Well, it is when you've got some prat like him sitting next to you, isn't it? Yes and no. Like, obviously, wherever you go, I get that question all the time now. So,
What's happening? Like, what's
going? All the time, wherever you go. So, I don't know. You sort of get a little bit used to that, but you just, you're not really supposed to. Obviously, people will find out for themselves.
And if she does sack you off,
yeah,
who else is on your list? Because obviously you made your list before you went on.
I'm just going to be knocking about Larry, am I?
Well, we're dealing with my problems with me. It always is with Club as well.
I know, he's always got a problem. To be fair, it's the end of the series, really, so we wouldn't be seeing all the girls for a while anyway. So, I don't know, if I got sacked off, then I don't know, what can I do? I'm fucked, didn't I?
To put it lightly, yeah. No, that's fair enough.
But there ain't, like, if you're a single fella on that show, there's not really much to choose from with girls as well.
Some girls,
like, there needs to be a few more newbies coming on as well.
Yeah.
But that usually causes some trouble when that happens.
It needs to, because we all get on very well at the minute.
Yeah.
When we're at events, like I heard like a few years ago, people were like kept apart because it was going to kick off. Now we're all like drinking together, like having a laugh. I think there needs to be a little bit more
people joining on people's lives.
Yeah.
So are you going to bring the drama
next series?
Yeah.
Is that what your aim
100%.
Is?
100%.
Once Brockett swerves in.
Are you like good cop, bad cop? Is that what it is?
No, we're both. I'd say we're both good cop.
Yeah.
But we have a little twist.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, like, we're both nice boys, but at the same time, I would never let someone take the piss out of me. So
I think that's quite an Essex trait.
I don't know. It's just one of them things. Like, in life, you've got to treat people with respect and be nice, whatever. But at the same time, sometimes people can take kindness for weakness. So you've got to have a little bit of a streak in you where you don't let that happen, basically.
Talking about the type of guys that you are, I saw that you wrote that you've got the best chat of all the new lads. Or someone told me that you said that you've got the best chat of all that. Do you believe that?
Not a chance.
I don't know where that come from, to be fair, because I can't remember saying it, but
you probably said it in some pre-interview with a producer that then
I do. Yeah, I'm having myself, yeah. Someone's got to do it, mate.
So if you've got the best chat, I want to hear your best pickup line.
I usually just smile.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah. That's not a chat.
But that's all it takes sometimes.
You know what though? I don't think I'm not really a cheesy chat up line kind of guy.
Okay.
I think that the first thing you've got to get is eye contact. What's that saying? What was we talking about before? Is it saying like if you get eye contact with someone for over how long?
3 seconds.
It means that they're on you, doesn't it? What was we seeing?
I know, I've seen that lingering.
Yeah,
like a lingering.
Yeah, if I'm out and I get eye contact with someone, and it was a long time, or you get eye contact and you keep getting eye contact, you know straight away, like, there's something happening. So then I'd go over there.
Yeah.
And just start having a conversation, basically.
Yeah.
But I'm not like,
you're not
cheesy.
Get your coat, love, you've pulled.
No.
He will go up to a girl in a club and, like, go for it. Like, see me, I'm quite, like, laid back, sort of give a little look.
You're the smooth
dealer. He literally goes, boom. Yeah. He's like Cobra, yeah.
Well, neither of you should be doing that anymore because you both got ladies.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I'm talking about the past here.
Behave.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. No worries.
And I'm sure we'll be tuning in on Sunday. What time is it?
9 ITVB.
Good.
9 o'clock.
Well done.
Nice one.
We'll play a little song now and then we'll get our next guest, Michael Rice, on the phone.
Fantastic. With you. I wanna with you.
green light. Don't you hold back no more. Let's live our best life. So baby, don't stop. Don't stop. We're getting to the sweet spot. Sweet spot. Baby, it's a sure shot. Sure shot. We're getting to the sweet spot. Sweet spot. I wanna with you. I wanna with you. I wanna with you. I wanna with you. Everybody wants to leave you with somebody. Everybody. Everybody. Time and I, we start to dip into the candy.
Lovely bunch of boys they were.
Delightful.
It's always a difficult one with the Towie boys because you never know how they're going to be, but I think they were both very nice.
I think they're new to it.
Give it another series.
Exactly, yeah. We'll get there.
We have our next guest on the phone, fresh from what an audience of 125 million or whatever it is. Michael Rice, hello.
Hello, hi.
How are you?
I'm really good, thanks for you guys.
Yeah, really, yeah, good. Really good. You did the UK proud at Eurovision, Michael.
Oh, thank you, man.
You must be very... Well, I'm going to say pleased, but then at the same time, it's obviously a bit bittersweet.
Yeah, you know what? Me and the team absolutely smashed it on Saturday regardless of just a few numbers, like regardless of the results. Mm-hmm. And I've came back to London and I'm writing my album, so... Honestly,
it's
been an incredible experience.
Yeah, and I think that's the best thing to take from it. I mean, you were faultless, so it's not like anyone could... You weren't a Gemini situation, you know? It wasn't you were all out of tune or anything like that, so...
Perfect.
How have you felt in the last couple of days about this whole Belarus scoring system or whatever it was, and now we've got less points?
I've seen a few things. And then I'm on your point. She's like, you know, you've got 5 points deducted from you.
Yeah.
All over the newspapers today, everyone. But you know what? It's not about the results. It's about this try to. I give up my all and I sang my heart out of this country in a good way. Do you know what I mean? So I'm walking away from this experience. Like, I'm 21 years old and I've just represented the whole entire country.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Regardless of what result we got.
So, but are you not at all disappointed? Because I think you really did sing your heart out and it's not.
Not at all, not in the slightest. I've seen the newspapers saying, oh, he's heartbroken, he's devastated. Honestly, I am living my best life. Like, it's just a competition. I think that's what people need to understand. It's just, some have to come last, some have to win. It's a competition. And, I'm in London now, writing my next single. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I heard that you said, I think it might have been early this morning, that you never expected to win. So if you never expected to win.
Yeah. I don't think anyone goes to the competition expecting to win the full thing. But George Duncan Lawrence absolutely smashed it.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm so proud of him.
But does that make it weird, though, to go into a competition? Because obviously you did win... the name's gone completely out of my head now.
Yeah, altogether now,
that's it, yeah. and obviously you did go in that to win it. So to go into Eurovision, what kind of are you hoping for then?
Yeah. Well, obviously, Eurovision's got one of the biggest volumes, a touch by 200 million people in the world. And after winning all season last year, obviously I've been working on like new music and stuff like that. So I was really hoping that with Eurovision I could go on the stage and perform, obviously represent the country, but also give me a platform for the next stage of my career, which I have now. Just honestly, it's been incredible, honestly, and I'm not heartbroken or disheartened at all.
Good.
I'm living my best life. I'm living the dream.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, you mentioned Duncan. Were there any others that you kind of felt did really well on the night?
Yeah, I really love Catherine Grease. We've had it like all the way through, like when we started traveling and touring in February. I'm going holiday to Spain with me, Keen, and everyone.
And
Sarah from Ireland, we're all going on holiday in the summer. So honestly, it's just, I've made so many memories, and I've just took so much from the whole experience itself. So
I'm really pleased to hear that. Good. And you're in London, you're writing your new single. Is there going to be a whole album?
So I started working on the album last year. So we've got like around 6-7 songs now. So this will be our 8th song that we've just done.
Okay.
We started yesterday. And this could be a potential first single. So I'm really excited.
What's the vibe?
Yeah, it's like totally different than the most.
Oh, Michael, you're breaking up a bit. You're breaking up a bit. Can you say that again?
Yes, obviously, when you win the Unicide show, you've already got the songs written for you. This is a talk on Post Malone. It's like kind of Post Malone, like a mix of Sam Smith, Calvin Harris.
Okay.
It's kind of, really like gravelly. It's also like the Weeknd,
Sounds pretty good. Into that. I look forward to hearing it. Do we have any time scale?
So we're hoping to get a single out within the next month or two.
Ooh, okay.
So pretty soon, and then obviously the next single will follow after, which we've got ready now for the second single, and then the album will hopefully go at the end of the year.
Exciting. I know, really exciting. Michael, thanks so much for speaking to us this evening.
You're welcome.
We'll keep an eye out for you. And despite what happened, well done, because you did the country proud. We are gonna play a bit of Bigger Than Us now, if that's all right.
Cool.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hear these words that I sing to you. I will make it clear, it's me and you. We can have this love that we never lose. It's bigger than us. Take my hand and I'll lead you home. Can you understand? You will never be alone. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than you and me. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than everything we see. 'Cause I can feel the universe when I feel it, you breathe. It's bigger than us. And it's bigger than you. Than you and me, this kind of love,
is bigger than everything we see. Yeah. Oh, 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 so much bigger. Yeah, bigger than us. I can feel it. It's bigger than everything we see. 'Cause I can feel the universe when I'm feeling you breathe. It's bigger than us. And it's bigger than you and me. It's bigger, bigger, bigger.
I mean, I think that's quite good.
I love it. It's like anthemic. It's really good, so good.
Did not deserve to come last.
No, I feel like that would have been an X Factor winning song.
Like, definitely does so have good. That vibe yeah. about it, doesn't it? But sadly, not to be. Oh, well, next time. There's always next year in Eurovision, right?
Exactly.
We have our final guest, Mr. Guild. G Bella.
G Bella, that's it.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, I'm just going to turn your mic up a little bit. What's been going down? You said you've had a bit of a busy day today.
I have, yeah. I've been dressing customers up for my event next week.
Yeah, so you're a celebrity stylist.
Ooh, yes, woo. I am indeed.
I love it. And you, I heard you coming in. I was like, fantastic. Yeah.
How does one become a celebrity stylist?
How does one become one?
Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold, so if you keep hearing me coughing, that's why.
That's a bit of a tricky question. I don't even know how I become a stylist. Celebrity stylist. So I used to be a hairdresser. That's okay. How I started business off, my business life. Then I moved on to electrician. I was an electrician. And then a big change.
All over now, the
yeah, so I'm a stylist at the moment.
And how does it work, being a stylist? Like, what? That sounds like the stupidest question, but what's the process?
So the process is, more than a stylist, I've got my own brand. So I can play about with stuff. So I don't go choosing outfits. I've got my own outfits that I design and then dress people up for that, which is quite unique.
Mm-hmm.
So I do my styling and a brand at the same time.
That is quite impressive, to be fair. How did you learn? Well, do you just kind of draw them? What do you do when it comes to designing?
You know what is? I don't draw anything. It's just like I look at something and go, yes, that colour, that outfit will go together.
Okay.
Bang.
Nice. Well, and you're looking very smart.
Thank you.
Today.
Yeah.
So I can see.
I sell suits, not these.
Representing. Doing well. Yeah. And you've styled some big celebrities as well. Who would you say is the biggest celebrity that you styled?
The biggest celebrity, I've dressed up. To be fair, there's a lot of foreign celebrities that's quite big that I've dressed up. Here, it's more reality TV stars, actors. So, yeah, I mean, Charlie Edwards was the world champion, flyweight champion, yep.
But how does that come about?
You know what? When I first started, I mean, I started online. So when they started seeing it, all the other celebrities started getting in contact with me.
Right.
So that's how it started. I mean, I didn't go chasing anybody. I've dressed up one celebrity and the rest just followed. It's
like word of mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, yeah.
So definitely the best way. You've dressed Jack Fincham.
Jack Fincham, yep. I've dressed him, what was it, for the Specsavers. It was a, was it awards? Something like that, yeah. That was what I dressed him up for, yeah.
And what was he like to work with?
Ugh, nightmare.
Really?
Was he actually?
If he's listening this week, well, he was a nightmare.
What made him so bad?
He was saying, I don't like wearing these, I don't like wearing that. I was like, you might as well go Zara.
Is that difficult though? Because yeah, if you're trying to dress someone, they're like, I don't like it.
You know what it is? Where my stuff is quite unique, it's not, with the first sight, you might get a bit, you might think, oh, what is this? But when you wear it, it completely changes your view. Yeah, when it sits on you, it's different.
Was he not like that then?
No, then he liked it, yeah.
Oh, okay, so he did once he tried it on.
I'll be worried if he did.
was he the biggest diva that you've had?
Not the biggest, no. Like I said, I've had quite a lot of big foreign singers, like them ones.
Any ones you can name?
Yep, yeah, Yusuf Güney, Turkish singer.
Okay.
He's very big in Turkey, yep. Who else? Murat Boz, another Turkish singer. So quite big celebrities out there.
How come the Turkish singer seems so?
Because I'm Turkish myself.
Okay.
Yeah, so my mum and dad's Turkish, but I was born here. So I do go to Turkey quite often, and I get my outfits made out there as well.
Oh, really?
Yep. So that's where it comes from.
Oh, nice. I did once go to Istanbul, actually.
That's where it is.
The market is a very impressive place.
Yeah, so that's where it is, yeah.
Yeah. Do you take kind of Turkish influence in what you're doing? Or is
I don't
it
at all, no.
Really?
I've been asked this question before, actually. The thing is, fashion actually comes from there, but they don't know how to dress there. It's a bit interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, they don't wear the stuff we would wear. They don't put them together, but they make them. It's a bit interesting.
That
I don't
is interesting.
Know.
Why do you think that is?
I haven't got a clue. But
but that is interesting, right? Because you see that, you see that quite a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So it comes from there, but they don't wear it. It's weird.
Yeah. And who would be like your dream person to dress?
Dream person, I'd say more business people. Alan Sugar.
Oh, really?
The
quite
royal family.
Smart and sensible.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a gentleman's brand, so it's a respectable brand.
What
and
kind
I want to keep it.
What are your suits like then?
They're very unique. I don't know if you've been on my website or how they look.
I haven't, but help to explain it.
So, they've. Explain it. So the cuts, the way I do my outfits, the cuts are slim fit cuts, so they look tailored.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put it on, you don't need to get them tailored. So that makes a massive difference, because mm-hmm. I bet there's nobody here that will go to a suit shop, buy a suit, and not get it tailored.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, you don't. Literally put it on, it's done. And the patterns, the colours, they're quite fancy colours, patterns.
Like it's what, different. Bright? They're bright?
It depends on the season.
Right,
it is
okay.
Eye-catching no matter what, yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
And then I've got my signature as well, which I put the chains on the pocket. It's mm-hmm. like a little pocket chain. And a flower brooch. So they're my signatures.
Okay.
So when someone's got a Mr. Guild outfit, you'll know.
Oh, okay. So there's
like
this one thing that is like your staple look.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
That is exactly it, yeah.
But you're not wearing a suit today?
I am not.
It's
been too hot today, yeah.
Do you not wear a suit all the time?
Like, I do, occasionally. I mean, on the weekends I do, yeah. Not during the week, no.
Because you're working or just because...
You know,
about.
Because I see suits left, right, centre.
Yeah,
you know, like,
need a break.
Yeah,
from
I'm a bit of suit sick.
But you've got something special coming up as well, haven't you? It's you've got an event.
Yeah, I've got
up.
My first birthday. So it's Mr. Gill's first birthday event next week in Altitude 360, Millbank Towers. That starts at 6 p.m. because we're going to be showing the Champions League final.
Okay.
Yeah, first, and then from there, carrying on the party.
Nice.
Till 2 a.m. Yeah.
Are you a football fan?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You're just like, no one's going to come. Like, seriously.
That's a good point.
Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake even played the Champions League last
year.
Because
right, yeah.
Everyone was like, do you want my tickets? Do you want my tickets? Yeah.
No, I'm
good
not
call.
A football fan, no. I'm a suit fan.
But you've got to be for this,
exactly.
For this one day.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And what can people expect at the party? Lots of free flow champagne or?
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, the party, hopefully. Normally I do events every 3 months, but this one is more special, obviously, because my first birthday.
Ooh.
Not mine, but the
I'm gathering that. Definitely pushing it and saying it won.
Yeah.
And you can buy your collection at mrguild.com.
Yep, and then you can use our Instagram as well, Mr. Guild.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's simple. I like it.
Mm. Wow, thank you so much for coming in. It's really
thank
interesting.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
I'll definitely be checking it out now.
Yeah.
Now
yep.
Explain it a bit more to
sounds
us.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Yeah. We were talking a bit about Madonna earlier. Do you want to play a bit of Madonna?
I do. I really do.
Let's do it.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I want to dance with my baby. Do you want to do?
opposite me in the studio today is the very lovely Lucy Peach. She personally, like, I love a skinny guy, and I think that's beautiful. I think all bodies are beautiful. So I get that, you know, you feel insecure about your body and you might want to cover it up, but, like, I don't want you to.
I think when you really consider why we're all feeling insecure, it's because we've just been sold this bullcrap that you have to look a certain way and be a certain way. On Instagram, I follow a lot of body positive sort of pages, and, you know, the first time I saw someone posting her stretch marks or her cellulite, I sort of thought, oh yeah, that's for her, I guess. I don't know that I could do that. But after like a year of looking at this stuff and seeing it and digesting it, now I believe it.
Every Wednesday, Helen McSwiggin, from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yeah, okay, we're back.
That's us. We're in.
I was a bit all over the place then. You had quite an exciting day yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Really random.
We were just talking about this off air.
Yeah, so my sister, who's from Liverpool, à la moi, but now lives in Brighton, became the mayor of Brighton.
I mean, what the hell?
I know.
How does that happen?
So you have to be a councillor, first of all.
Right.
Like political councillor, whatever. And then you kind of like get elected, like, you know, encourage people to vote for you, canvas, and then you get elected, and it happens, and she did. So
what's
now my
name?
Sister is mayor, Alex Phillips.
Alex Phillips. Well, yeah. If you're listening, Alex, if you're listening back, congratulations. Yeah, that is amazing.
Youngest ever mayor of Brighton.
That is so cool.
How cool is that?
And what party is she with?
She's with the Green Party.
Oh,
yeah, she's vegan, all that. Yep.
yeah, all that.
One of those. Love her.
Well, I think that's excellent.
Yeah,
was it nice? What do they do? Is there some kind of ceremony?
Yeah, it's like really posh. Ooh. It's really posh, really formal. So it's in the town hall. She's robed. There's you know, chains put on her. It's presentations, which is great, except the fact that she's got a baby that's 1.5 who just wanted to sit on her knee the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And so during her acceptance speech, she had a baby on her knee in her robes.
That's what mothers got to do.
Exactly.
Working mums.
So she's making it happen. Yeah,
no, that's so, it was, so awesome.
Yeah, and then drinks afterwards, that type of thing. So
fab.
Really nice.
That is really, well, congratulations to you and your sister.
Thank you very much.
Maybe you can one day.
I mean, no. You know, we're very different career paths, but, you know, power to her.
Well, I think it's very impressive.
And you've had a very interesting time.
Yes, I mean, I've just got back from the Philippines.
From, you were there forever.
I was there for like nearly 3 weeks.
What was the highlight?
Did this amazing thing called the Tao Philippines experience, and we went traveling all around the country, like these islands on a boat, and coral reefs, and a turtle. And I saw shooting stars in the night because it was so dark.
I think that was the point I unfollowed you on Instagram.
I wouldn't blame you. I actually didn't. We were actually out of phone signal and Wi-Fi for nearly a week.
Oh, amazing. Was
so
that fantastic?
I actually, yeah, it was amazing. And you really do start to realise that people have lost the art of conversation.
Yeah.
So after a couple of days, it was like, oh my God, this is like what normal life is like. People don't talk to one another and stuff. It's really good.
I have to speak to you now.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm actually enjoying it rather than like shying away from it.
Have you found that since you've regained Wi-Fi that you've spent less time on your phone?
No, gone totally back. Yeah. The only thing I haven't gone back to is the drinking. So that is
that
is a bonus.
Yes. And you're looking fantastic.
Thanks, babes. £20 down.
Svelte.
I don't think I can lose any more weight. Harriet, who does the show before me, said that my arms are looking very skinny. And
very
actually looking at them now, I do look maybe a bit too skinny, so I need to hit the gym again.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say eat.
What a problem. What a problem.
I was going to say eat. Yeah. I'd do that.
What a problem to have. Never in my life would I think anyone would ever say that I'm too skinny. I mean, but here we are.
There you are.
Lucky me.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Anytime.
Again,
Ellie. It's
been
always
a pleasure.
Yeah.
When Cundy's not busy at the palace or whatever she's doing next
week.
Of
course she's at the palace.
Yeah, of course she is. We shall play. Shall we play a little bit? I know this isn't bit of an old song. Should we play a bit of Little Mix Black Magic?
Yes!
Shall we?
Love a bit of Little Mix.
Well, until next week, thanks again, Ellie, and thanks everyone for listening.
Fall in love, first love that can be broken. One drop should be enough.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.